New Zealand First Youth Wing is at odds with its leader Winston Peters over pill testing at festivals and is working to overturn the party's position. The news comes after a One News Colmar Brunton poll which shows overwhelming public support for the policy, with 75% in favour of allowing festival goers to get their drugs tested legally. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
With the summer festival season creeping ever closer and all the associated illicit activity, the question over whether punters should be able to get their drugs tested before taking them is increasingly salient. Public support for pill testing is high, and the policy's now won support from an unlikely corner, Young New Zealand First. The position's a surprise because the party's caucus is so opposed. Indeed, New Zealand First MPs are the ones pulling the handbrake on any plans to push ahead. Labour wants to do it. So do the Greens. Both say it saves lives. But Winston Peters has repeatedly said no.
I think it's better to tell people that drugs and drug experimentation is an awfully risky, dangerous thing to do.
Now the party's youth wing is pushing back, its chairperson William Woodward leading the charge. In a Facebook post in a private Young New Zealand First group, he encourages other members to lobby the party in support of testing stations at festivals.
The idea of pill testing stations is not based around assisting drug dealers, but rather saving the lives of Kiwis.
Mr. Woodward declined a request for an interview, but his Facebook post goes on to say,
in light of current events and increasing numbers of deaths as a result of the taking of unknown, dangerous substances, Young New Zealand First calls for its membership to respond to our party's survey on the subject in favour of pill testing stations. We also encourage our membership, if they feel this subject is important to them, to join the executive of Young New Zealand First as we discuss our position and strategy for overturning the party's current policy.
It's understood the Young members will make their case at the party's annual conference, which kicks off in Christchurch tomorrow. Mr. Peters won't comment till he's heard it from them himself, but he says pill testing is a more complex matter than many think.
And so we're looking for solutions. We're not looking for problems to be expanded here.
Some festivals already allow testing stations on site, but those who run them, volunteers from Know Your Stuff, operate in a legal grey area. Its director, Wendy Allison, says it's positive to hear Young New Zealand First is pushing from within.
Good on them. All support is good support, but of course outcome is what we're after here.
She hopes the government parties can reach consensus this term, and the police minister, Stuart Nash, is also hopeful of a solution, though he says there's a little bit of water still to go under the bridge.
Discussions are ongoing. Young New Zealand First perhaps need to talk to their leader.
They'll get that opportunity this weekend, but may encounter some resistance, with Mr. Peters saying he's confident a significant majority of the party back its current position. From Parliament for Morning Report, Craig McCulloch.